shelter in our own place. The phrase shelter in place has become well known to us all as the effects of the COVID-19 virus are felt worldwide. It seems that every facet of our daily life has been affected as public health advisories are put into effect for our own safety and that of others. As we see the mounting death toll in many hard-hit countries, our hearts are melted by the outpouring of grief that has enveloped them. And as we see that the effects of the virus are not hindered by geographic boundaries, we watch daily with mounting concern the increasing toll in our own villages, towns and cities. Sri Ramanashram has been, as advised, closed to visitors in an effort to lessen the propagation of the virus. The ashrama in New York has also been closed to visitors since March 26 for the same reason. Devotees continue to keep in touch via phone and email and are using digital platforms for virtual satsangs and for sharing inspiring messages as seen on the ashrama's peace portal. So, while our daily life has changed swiftly and in a manner that has not been experienced previously by many generations, there is still, despite the outward turmoil, the silent, steady call of Sri Ramana Arunachala to shelter in our own place. And our own place is what? It is that place which is Iyalbu, the natural state of all, accessible to all at all times. This is our state of silence in the heart and is our real nature. To rest in that is to shelter in our own place. It is known to all of us that the body is born, grows and dies. No one of us can escape this cycle, even the jnani. However, since death is inevitable for the body, which Sri Bhagavan says is another name for death, what is the recourse left to us? The only recourse we have, says Sri Bhagavan, is to turn inwards and effect subsidence of the mind, which severs our identification with the body and the ever-changing phenomena and reveals our existence as consciousness, Sat, Chit, Ananda. This is stated clearly in verse 28 of Upadesa Undiya. Having known one's nature, one abides as being with no beginning and no end in unbroken consciousness and bliss. Also appropriate to this moment in which our outer life is being impacted by this great natural calamity is a conversation with Sri Bhagavan, which took place on 23rd of October 1936 and has been recorded in talks. D. There are widespread disasters spreading havoc in the world. Example, famine and pestilence. What is the cause of this state of affairs? Maharishi, to whom does all this appear? D. That won't do. I see misery around. Maharishi, you were not aware of the world and its sufferings in your sleep. You are conscious of them in your wakeful state. Continue in that state in which you were not afflicted by these. That is to say, when you are not aware of the world, its sufferings do not affect you. When you remain as the self, as in sleep, the world and its sufferings will not affect you. Therefore, look within, see the self. There will be an end of the world and its miseries. D. But that is selfishness. Maharishi, the world is not external. Because you identify yourself wrongly with the body, you see the world outside and its pain becomes apparent to you. But they are not real. Seek the reality and get rid of this unreal feeling. The present circumstances, in fact, remind us strongly that whatever we experience in this life is bound to go and will not stay with us. That is, no matter what wealth, fame, talents, etc. we pursue, the happiness experienced from them will also be impermanent. That happiness, which is our real nature, is the true happiness, and we are that consciousness, says Sri Bhagavan. So, as we all experience the effects of the current circumstances, as we laud and are thankful for the efforts of all who are working tirelessly for the good of many, as we continue to extend a hand of support or service or encouragement to others to the extent of our capabilities, let us remember Sri Bhagavan's advice to surrender to that Lord of all who sustains the universe. Place your burden at the feet of the Lord of the universe who accomplishes everything. Remain all the time steadfast in the heart, in the transcendental absolute. God knows the past, present, and future. He will determine the future for you and accomplish the work. What is to be done will be done at the proper time. Don't worry. Abide in the heart and surrender your acts to the divine.